Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 33. Today is Saturday, August 27, 2016. Well, Sunday, 28. That's what I'm saying. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to us. Anyway, so taking it somewhere where it shouldn't be taken, that's what I do. So,
yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
no appreciate problem. That.
How are you doing?
But yeah, I'm doing okay. But we're very, very fortunate. We've got some people who came to say hi with us this week. So, very excited. I'm going to introduce everyone first off. So, first off, we have got Rogue Slayer from Controller. Wow. Mark Honan from Tauren Think Tank.
We've got
Stir, who is the Guild Master of WoW Challenges Guild. And we've got Martin and Tom from the Blue Recluse. So, hey guys! Thank you for coming.
Thank you guys for coming.
How's everyone doing today?
Good.
There was a party going on.
Yeah.
There is a party.
a big party.
An anniversary party.
It is.
I was promised cake.
Sure. Kelly's delicious chocolate cake.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll work.
Bring out your microphone at any moment.
Sweet.
Well, we appreciate everyone coming and celebrating with us today. And also, chat room, thank you for everyone who is here. We do really appreciate the support. And so let's get right into it. Let's have a chat about who you guys are. So let's start off. The easiest, I think, is how about we start with Rogue Slayer? you've been such a part of this show with us, with Stone and I, and we really appreciate it. Can you tell everyone just a little bit about you, who you are and where you're from?
Well, I am outside of Boston. And today actually gives a good example of who I am. I started off my day on schedule, got all my my information down for the Control Out WoW podcast segment that I do, and then I promptly got distracted playing in the game and cooking, and then I'm going camping in a couple weeks, so I had to get my camping gear ready, and then all of a sudden I got this tweet came over, Control Out WoW is live. Like, I haven't recorded, and then of course I had a bunch of guild updates to go that went on the live long day, and so I finished that, and then I shoveled some dinner down, and here I am. And that's
wow.
me.
Wow.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate that you're here for us. Thank you very, very much. Okay, let's go. Mark Honan. So, Mark Honan, you have also been here from the start as such with us, and again, we really appreciate that. So, Mark Honan does our intro, which we absolutely love.
Thank you.
Stone and I were so blessed when you said yes and did such an awesome job. So thank you. So tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm Mark Conan. I do the Tauren Think Tank podcast, which is kind of like Dear Abby for Blizzard gamers. You know, people that may have some interpersonal relationship issues and such. They talk to Jules and I, and we kind of just discuss it on the air and try to help people out. And it's a really cool gig. And do that. I play a gnome mage primarily in WoW, but have an army of alts. These Legion invasions have been awesome for leveling alts. So I think 19's my cap. So I'm done. I'm done till Tuesday. So all that and do a bit of audio editing, I guess, as you heard from the beginning of the show. So yeah, it was a lot of fun doing this one. I got to really stretch my audio muscles and do the tractor pull voice, you know, the Sunday. I don't get to do that very often.
I was thinking that it would have been cool if you did the intro just on your own, like now and be able to go through it, but I don't think you could have played that that music, you know, from like the one where you change between bloodthirsty and pass.
We want Mark Conan to come back, oh, yeah. Stone. Like, you know.
Man, right.
Don't scare him. Don't scare him.
Just do the intro live next time.
Yeah. That would have been, oh, man. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here, Mark Conan. So thank you for joining us. We are very happy that you're here with us as well.
Well, now we be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Now we've also got Stir, and Stir has been on the show before. He is also the guild master of the WoW Challengers Guild on Wormrest Accord. So, Stir, how are you? Can you let everyone know a little bit about you? You're the night elf in the festive outfit.
Yes, from Stir's dance party. So. Nice. Hi, everyone. Yep, the guild is going good. We've got over 400 members, so a big shout-out to everyone on the WoW Iron Man guild. And let's see. I'm known for the two rogues on the leaderboard, Ironster and Geekster, or Catster. And looking forward to Legion, just waiting and waiting.
Yes, Legion, yes. Going to be interesting. Sorry, Stern. What was that?
No, we want people to come back, so that's okay. I'll not ask.
Be nice. Yeah. Be nice. Yes. Alrighty. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you coming again today and joining us. We're very thankful for that. And lastly, we've got Martin and Tom from the Blue Recluse. So, hey guys, thank you so much for coming and sharing our anniversary with us. So, if you can let everyone know who you guys are again and what you do.
There you go. He's got the mug.
I didn't know that you guys had that. He's
here to sell mugs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm Tom. The other guy is Marty. We do the Blue Recluse podcast, which is it's kind of like a weekly Blizzard show roundup. We talk about a few Blizzard games, Hearthstone, Overwatch, World of Warcraft. You guys heard of that? We can talk about that sometimes.
Once or twice,
maybe.
Yeah, just slightly.
Yeah, and occasionally we have guests on the show. We've had this guy on the show a couple of times, actually. I don't know if you know him. Stone. I don't know if you've heard of that guy. He's been on the show a few times talking about WoW challenges. So that was a really good experience. But I don't know if you guys have heard of that at all. So I could just be barking into the wind here. I don't know.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's good. We appreciate that you've had Stone on, and I know that you guys have had a lot of fun over with your show. So thank you so much for just coming and celebrating our anniversary. We are, once again, really appreciative of you all taking some time out today. So thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
Happy to be here.
And I wanted to say that they were the first people to have me on to ever talk about this stuff, like anybody. And so for me, that's like I mean you guys hold a special place in my heart, kind of thing, you know.
Aww.
And okay, well, see, I mean, right?
you were our first guest as well, so I think it's kind of,
oh sweet,
you know, the feeling
is somebody cutting onions.
I didn't know that I was your first guest. Really?
Feel the love. That's no really, okay. Really cool. All right. So what we're going to have a chat about now is I'm going to ask you guys some questions, and we'll...
42.
See, exactly. Okay, we're done. Yep. That's it. All right. And let's just end the show. Okay. We'll start off with, I want to talk to Mark Conan first off. So, Mark Conan, you have tried the WoW Challenges before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Okay. And which one did you do? Did you do an Iron, a Bloodthirsty, or a Pacifist?
Well, it was back when it was just Iron Man, so that's what I did. Like, I didn't know anything about it. It was like way early on in about me first hearing Iron Man stuff, and I was like, yeah. Oh, I'll give it a shot. I'm kind of bored. So I did it, and I made, what was it? I made a Gnome Mage. Because that's what I know the best. And as you're snickering can tell, I didn't get very far.
Oh.
It was a bear in Loch Modan that got me.
It's always sad to hear about it.
So, actually, yeah. that's a really good point, that with playing challenge tunes, you have to just cut so much of your instinct has mm-hmm. to come back to know, you know, where I would normally put like health potions on my bars. You know, it's like, no, need to vendor it as soon as I get, you know, get somewhere. I've got to get rid of it. I can't have it in my bag, things like that. So that's a really good point. So cool. All righty. So let's talk to Tom for a moment. So I want to know, Stone was telling me that you and Martin had a bet. So I want to know how the bet with Martin has gone.
I'm going to have to ask you which bet, because we have many bets.
Oh. Well, it had to do with, from memory, Stone. It had to do with leveling on a PvP server.
Oh, okay. I'm quite relieved it's that bet, not the other one. I kind of threw down the gauntlet to Marty, and during kind of Stone's first time on the show, talking about WoW challenges, I asked Stone if someone had reached the kind of cap with WoW challenges on a PvP server, and he said no. So I said, why don't you do it, Marty? Marty had just kind of toying with the idea of doing it, and I said, why go for half measures, Marty? Go for the glory, go for the, you know, the ultimate title of you know, Iron Man on a PvP server. And I don't want to spoil the end of the story because that would leave Marty without something to tell you about.
Wasn't this
sorry
the one...
guys, I have to go now.
Wasn't this the one where one of you was a horde and the other one was alliance? And if you could potentially kill each other if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, actually, that was something we were going to do as well. I thought that there was another bet of me just throwing down the gauntlet to Marty and you know, him going to level up, and then I was going to pay people just to try and kill him and take him out. Just hire all these assassins, and he would just have the largest bounty on his head, and he just wouldn't survive. Would he?
Wow.
I don't need other players to die.
All right, so Martin, let's talk to you then. How has your PvP challenge tune gone?
It went quite well in the beginning. I had a near miss though, because I think I had to kill like one mob, and I could see it all the way over there on the other end, and I mounted up, ran straight through, and a lot of stealth mobs were apparently in the area, so all of a sudden I had like a train of mobs behind me.
Oh.
And I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. But I survived with like 10 health left or something like that, so I was like, alright, I did this, I could do this. And but I got a little bit scared, so I didn't really touch the character for quite a while after that, and then I got back into raiding on my real main, and then I didn't really touch it for a while. But then I got invited to this lovely podcast, and I thought, I'll better look into my challenge character again. So I did, and I think I was a little bit reckless, because stealth... I'm a rogue, so I thought, I can stealth around these elites, it's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't to begin with, but then I don't really know what happened, but all of a sudden I was out of stealth and I got three elites running after me, chasing me down, and I was like, all right, I just need to run and hopefully I can get out of combat. And I ran into some more elites and died horribly.
Oh,
oh no. Yeah. That's terrible. Oh, you poor thing. Yeah. So... Would you try doing a challenge tune on a PvE server, or do you want to continue and push the PvP aspect of it, do you think?
That's a good question. I haven't really decided yet because I wouldn't mind having to try and actually go all the way. And I think the chance of survival is a tiny bit better at a PvE realm. So I might try that first before I'll go back to the PvP server.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
Definitely. Yo, thank you.
All right. So Rogue Slayer, let's have a chat. How has the pre-patch affected your challenge tunes, or has it? Because I know that you run quite a few challenge tunes, so I'm interested to know how the last couple of weeks have been for you.
Well, at first, I went right out there and I jumped onto my like 40-something warlock and I'm like, oh, I can do this. And I was like, oh, new spells. New spells. Okay, got it. Off I go. 10 minutes later, she was dead.
Oh.
Oops. So I started a new warlock just so I could, you know, learn the warlock from the ground up again. And then all my iron sort of got put away for a while because I got sucked into the Legion invasion events. And it was sort of like, you know, these guys I got to pull out of the dust bin. One of them actually got her achievement for the Crash and Thrashing racer. That's having the 2008 toy, I think.
Oh,
it was.
Wow.
I hadn't logged in like since the toy boxes got put together on her, but she hit 100 today, so it's all good.
Nice.
But I do. Another drawback that I found is I went to log on to Iron Palaver, my blood elf, my one male blood elf or toon. And I had in my head he was in Tranquillian. I didn't even look, and I logged on and he was in Tarin Mill.
Oh no!
Exit game! Okay, I got out. Okay, he's not dead. All right, cool. And so I have him stuck in Torremil. He's stuck there for the duration. I have I have a warrior stuck in Sentinel Hill, in there. But I know she's there, so she's staying put. And then I have one that's she's not trapped, but she's stuck in Silver Pine Forest. I don't feel like taking her to another area, but she's finished Silver Pine Forest, and she can't even... I thought, oh, I'll just ride up and do that quest where you're handing out the quests. Well, no, the demons come over the wall, and you can't even get to that flight point area. So she's just, like, dilly-dallying around Ambermill and such. It's sort of been a little bit of negligence, a little bit of fright, and some death for Cherry on top.
Death. Yes, death is always not good. But okay, let me go on to Stir and then I'm going to ask you a general question. Stir, thank you for coming and joining us. And I have to say, congratulations. Stir has leveled his second level 100 iron for this expansion.
Just for this expansion. This is your expansion. Fourth?
Jeez.
Fourth?
Yeah. So how was it this time? So it's been a little while since your first one hit 100. Did you find that this time around with the second 100 that it was any different, more difficult, or pretty much the same thing?
Great question, and a lot of it is what Rogue Slayer said. You know, you when the patch hit, the leveling was actually easier. A spec is made it just so much easier to go out and kill regular mobs and things like that.
Yeah.
And when you hit, now Outlands is still rough. So no matter what, even with a spec, Outlands is still just a slow grind and a lot of danger around every corner. But North End, Cata, Mop, they were all fairly easy. And but what I will say is mobs will still kill you, and I think a little bit I think a little bit of it is, you know, you can go out and one-on-one just go kill anything pretty easily, and you get a little bit overconfident, and then before you know it, if you have two or three on you, your health goes down so quick. So you still have to watch out for glitches, and Blizzard has introduced a bunch this patch, and DCs, and but mostly overconfidence. That was the challenge this time around.
Were you affected by the boat bug? Where if you're on your boat and then you get kicked off and when you come back on, it's gone and you fall to your death? Or
I did. It left me out in the middle of nowhere. Fortunately, I was on the flying mount, and I was able to fly to shore before fatigue got me.
Nice.
Wow. Man.
But you, if it was one of those situations where you just got up to go get a drink or something, you'd come back and find yourself dead. So
dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And you had leveled a rogue, correct? This is your second?
Yes.
They were both rogues?
They're both rogues. And the difference this time around is, you know, you got to pick the spec. And I think it starts you off with assassination.
Yep.
And I found for irons, subtly is a lot better for a rogue. Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Okay. Is this your fourth overall?
Yeah, sure is.
Wow.
Yeah, congrats. I like rogues. Yeah. Yeah. rogues do it from behind.
That could be a shame.
Yeah, he had to get that in somewhere. So thank you. Thanks for that, sir.
Sure. And I'm talking about ganking. Yeah. Ganking.
Ganking. Oh, sir, would you ever level on a PvP server?
No.
That was a quick answer.
Yeah. I managed to get one to 32 on a PvP server before I got ganked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the druid? Was the druid that swept down or something swept down?
Yeah. And... No, I think it was a rogue because I didn't see anyone. And then all of a sudden it was like, gah, 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 gah.
Oh. Ouch. Ow. Yes. Alrighty. Okay. So what we want to know now, and this includes Stone and myself as well, is we're going to talk about some deaths, because I think between
I've never died
all of us to sure between all of us with playing our challenge tunes that we've had a few deaths, some maybe more than others, but let's start off with Stone. Let's start off with yours first. What's your worst death been on your challenge tune?
I've never died.
On your previous challenge tunes, not the ones that you've all deleted.
I can't remember. The one that really bugs me is the Death Knight one. I was just being stupid, and I finally got it out of the starting zone, and I went to Hellfire, and I thought, well, I'm level 60, I can go in there, and everything was okay until I started going after the fell cannons, and because the fell cannon has the little guys that are trying to fix them and stuff like that, well, mm-hmm. I figured, okay, well, what I'll do is I'll take out the little guy first, and then I'll kill the fell, and then kill the fell cannon, and duh. And so, yeah, the little guy died, and the fell cannon was just killing me, so I'm like, okay, I'm getting out of here. And I ran and ran, and the fell cannon is hitting me from like miles away. It's very frustrating, and I died. And between that and equipping gear on another Death Knight, I think that one really bugged me. So it wasn't necessarily dying, but
Bender.
Yeah, I was trying to buy flying, and I had finished the three final quests in the Death Knight zone, because I'm trying to get one up, and I'm trying to buy flying, and I thought I was selling the three pieces that I had gotten, and I'm right-clicking them, and because I think I'm going to sell it, and so it equips them, and I realized that at the last, that, well, it's too late, and even though I logged out, it wouldn't matter. So I flagged a character that I really liked, because that one really felt good, like I had gotten the best gray weapon drop, and I was like, oh, this is going to be fantastic, and I was killing stuff, and everything's going great, and then I flagged myself.
Yeah.
And that was
flip table.
Yeah. That is tragic.
So
yeah.
I have to ask Lita,
mm-hmm.
your worst death, would it have
Which
anything to do with me in some way?
No, our competition.
Really?
We had a competition.
No, no. I'm not talking about the competition. Before. before the competition.
Before the competition?
Your hunter.
Dun, dun, dun.
Flying.
Oh.
How do I even know this one?
Uh-oh.
Oh. I wasn't even thinking that one, Stone. No. Thanks for that.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I got my hunter up to level 60. It's the highest, the highest I've ever had an iron. And Stone gave me some really solid advice. He said, you need to fly low. You need to fly low. Don't fly too high, but you need to fly low. And I was going off, I think there was World Events that was going on. I can't remember
Midsummer?
If it might have been.
I don't think it was Midsummer. That's too late.
Luna?
Before that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think it was Luna. So I was flying around finding all the elders and getting Discovery XP as a lot of the challenges had told me and said, you know, a good time when you hit level 60 is go get some extra XP, you know, work on doing that, get some Discovery stuff. So I was trying to get flight paths and things like that. And I was flying from Hinterland. So just me flying because I was Horde. I had an Orc Hunter. I'm flying down to Wetlands. And normally I would just go, yep, I was going to go anti-clockwise around Wetlands. That's what I was going to do. And all of a sudden something popped into my brain that was like, no, why are you going anti-clockwise? You should go clockwise. So I changed tactics to go clockwise. And as I did, I went straight over Dunmoda. Thank you. And there I got one shot. And died. Because there is a level 100 elite guard that appears right behind the flight path if you come too close. And I didn't know if I was going to laugh or cry. I sat there for about 5 minutes looking at my screen just going...
For the alliance.
Do I laugh? Do I cry? Yeah. What do I do? What do I? And I ran back to my body. I took some. I was good. I did take some screenshots. I was like, I'm dead. Take a screenshot. Damn it. Yes. So, but she has now progressed to being a normal toon. I couldn't delete her because level. You know, when you get a toon to 60. I kind of was like, yeah, no, I'm not deleting her. So I did level her from 60 to 70 with Legion Invasions so I could roll a Demon Hunter on that server. So nice. At the moment she's awesome. Level 70 and fully equipped in heirlooms, I tell
yes.
you what. So that was quite fun. And I'll tell you a complete mental moment that I had was when I logged into her to decide that I was going to level her because I felt that would be the easiest, you know, instead of getting a toon from 1 to 70, why don't I get the 60 to 70 so I can put a Demon Hunter on that server. And I'm looking at a gear and she still had, I'd stripped her down and she still had the leather pants and tops and boots.
Yes.
Of before, you know, because that's what she had. She still had the white gear on. And I'm looking at the stuff and I'm just going, oh, well, I'm going to have to get her some greens. I'm going to have to get, I can't make her. She's got no, you know, she's got no profession. She's got nothing but, you know, maybe like 3 gold to be able to do something. So I went to the auction house and I'm looking, I'm going, okay, I'll need to get a helm. I'll need to get her a chest piece. I need to get her legs. I'll need to get her boots and gloves. Like if those are the 5 things that I can afford to get, I'll get them. And I'm looking at the auction house and I'm just about ready. I'm looking at prices. I'm going, oh man, prices are cruddy because, you know, transmog, etc. And I'm just about ready to click on the helm. I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty cool helm. Okay, yeah, I could totally go that. No, I haven't learned that one. Okay, that's cool. I'll also get to learn it. Sweet. And then I've just gone, heirlooms. Why? Ding. Ding, 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 ding.
And,
yeah. So that was the most funniest thing that I've managed to do with converting a challenge to a normal tune was getting ready to equip her all in greens when she could have heirlooms. So yes. So that has certainly been one of my worst deaths. So thank you, Stone. Stone gave me that wonderful advice, and now I don't listen to him ever again, which is fantastic.
Wow.
Yes. No, I'm kidding. But yes, I learnt a lot. Again, going against my grain, if I just kept going on the, you know, anti-clockwise,
counterclockwise,
I would have been fine. Yeah, counterclockwise. I would have been fine. I would have been completely fine. But because I went, why am I doing that? I should go clockwise. I mucked it up for myself. So yeah, that was kind of my changing tactics in the middle of things, which wasn't good. So yes. Alrighty. So Mark Conan, let's talk about, did you mention your death on your gnome mage earlier, the one that you had rolled so long ago? Do you remember how you died on that one?
Yeah, I was doing I was just killing the bears and other NPCs that are on the on west of Lochmodan what's left of the lake in Lochmodan. and got a bear and tried to run away, but my little gnome legs couldn't carry me fast enough. And I just died. Yes. I was like, well, that's it. Because I was like, no.
Have you leveled a tune through that area since then? Like just a normal tune?
No, I haven't. I usually don't go through Lochmodan. I usually stick to the human zones just for ease and closeness to Stormwind.
Okay.
Just whenever I'm leveling normally.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All righty. Bears can always be tricky, most definitely. Yes. Do you guys like the new bear models?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They look fantastic.
Yeah, they look great.
A bear ass has never looked so good.
Wow.
Well, now.
Okay. All right. So let's go. So Tom and Martin, I'll start with Tom. Deaths. Have you tried many more challenge tunes so far? Have you, like, how have you been going with it? Is it something that you want to focus on, you know, once you get into Legion at all?
Well, much like Stone, I've actually never had a death, but well, you guys might think of me a bit of a heathen because I haven't really been playing World of Warcraft for about the past year, until the last few weeks when the patch hit and the invasions came, the Legion arrived, so I got back into World of Warcraft. And actually this week I decided that I would create a character on a roleplay server, and then just in conjunction with coming on this show, I thought, why not make it like a WoW Challenge character? So I've been playing away, doing a bit of roleplay with my human priest, and I've decided to make a few rules with it as well. I'm deciding that I'm not going to equip any gear. I'm just going to keep my starter robe. This might sound crazy to you, Stone. I don't know. You're probably going to start shaking your head going, this is impossible.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to spend any gold. Any gold I get being a role-playing server, I'm going to give away to people if they want to take it.
Cool.
I'm not going to buy a mount. I've deleted my hearthstone, so I'm going to have to travel everywhere by foot. I'm just going to embrace the roleplay server while trying to stay alive and just be a good priest. And I'm going to see how far that can take me.
Nice. Wow. That's an awesome idea. So what level is your priest so far?
I am the mighty level of 4, and I'm still alive.
Yay! You're alive.
But I almost died earlier, to be honest, because I walked into Stormwind, and then I remembered this is not a good place to be in right now. No. There's people turning into demons.
Yeah.
There's doomsayers everywhere. It's not actually a great place to be, but I just thought, this is the danger. I'm going to walk along the canal and I don't care. I'm just a badass.
Wow.
Whatever will be,
that's
will be.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you definitely have to let us know how you go, because that certainly sounds like a really good challenge for you. So good luck with that.
There's a fellow named Iron Worgen that levels up his irons exclusively by going naked, and that's his thing. And
that goes well with a role playing server.
Well, it depends on the role playing server. It depends on which one, right? I'd say I'm not sure if he's got a max level going naked or not. Dur, do you happen to know offhand? I'm not sure if he does.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He got to level 100 and he never left Goldshire Inn. I don't know how he did it.
Lots of experience.
There are ways.
Wow. Yes. Alrighty. Okay, Martin, how about you? How are you going with your challenge tunes? And death-wise, have you had anything that's been traumatic? Let's just say that.
Well, we already covered my death. I only have had that one character so far. But it's definitely something I want to try out again in the future. I just don't think it will be right now. Mm-hmm. Right before Legion coming out, because there's so much stuff going on. So,
that's fair enough.
But when we get that 1 year drought again next expansion, then I'll look into it.
Excellent. Do you think you might consider trying what Tom's doing? Or no, just stick with the normal iron.
Well, I actually made a character on the same server today, actually, so I could potentially go the same route.
He always likes to go one better than me, so it's inevitable. It's inevitable this is going to turn into something.
We don't mind that, because the healthy competition is always good, isn't it, Stone?
Yes, as
I'm taking. No healthy competition.
Healthy. Exactly. Healthy, and healthy competition? Healthy being debatable.
You mean healthy, the one where I won, right? And this will be our last episode, just to let you know.
No, that's cool. Alrighty. Rogue Slayer. Now, I'm sure there is many deaths that you can talk about, and I'm quite happy if you'd like to tell us about a few. Challenge tunes is something that you do like to spend a fair amount of your playing time during the week doing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've had a lot of deaths.
All right. So do you want?
Sure. For the most part, I think my most embarrassing deaths are the ones where I just step off a cliff. It's like, oops. I had one of those just yesterday. I killed off one that she had just hit level 10, and I was over in Eversong Woods up on the spire. And I got tagged too many mobs, and I tried to run on the stairs, only the stairs weren't where I went. I just ran right off the platform. I was like, oh, no. But as I was sitting here, I remembered another more embarrassing one. I was hunting some things underwater for some quest, and I was down there, and I gathered all the things, and I hadn't noticed that I had run out of breath. And I realized I was out of breath, and I started going, and I'm swimming, and I'm waiting to break through the surface, and she died just before she hit the surface.
Oh man.
That was. Oh. But I think my best death, I've talked about this one before, was my first one. I got to 58, and I actually had her in Swamp of Sorrows at 58, and I decided I wanted to just, cut. I finished a quest, and I was just going to cut through to Marsh Tide Wash. So I just you know, straight line, go through. And I went riding in a recreation of Dances with Wolves when he's riding through the field with his arms in the air because everything's chasing her, and she's just trying to ride it out, and she's getting shot and shot and shot, and she's just riding, and then her horse is gone, and she's running, and then she just fell in the mud. So that was my most epic one.
Nice. Wow. Ouch. Alrighty. And can you tell us what's your highest challenge tune at the moment that you're running?
Oh, alive?
Yes.
I have a 41 right now.
Oh, nice.
My highest ever was 62. I've had a couple to 62. They were very short-lived. I took them into Outland. And actually I had one that died on the Ngoro crater where you go help out the crazy knight and he's riding around and the devil's sword appeared out of nowhere and just done, you're dead. It's like I had no chance to oh no, there was no to run, no just you're dead.
Yeah.
So right now, yeah, I have a Draenei hunter who's 41, and I have a bloodthirsty who is, I think, like 31, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my two highest. I have pacifists that are like 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. 25 on a pacifist. That's awesome. It's
been a long pacifists. Way to get there.
Yes.
I imagine so. They just sit there accumulating XP, rested XP, and then I take them out and run all the various go-to quests and here, run this necklace over there, and then I go back and hide.
Yeah. Nice. You are braver than I am, that's for certain. I have not succumbed to pacifist yet, and I still don't know if I really can get my head around that one, but so congratulations on your 41. That's fantastic. Good luck. Definitely. Alrighty, so let's have a talk to Stir, who again is one of our champion irons. Stir, deaths, can you tell us about some of your most epic deaths, please?
Yes. So if you kind of go around to everyone, everyone's famous for some of their deaths. Like, for example, our friend down under, Assy, he's good at wandering into caves and never coming back out. Or Ash, he likes to run into bosses and they don't let go. But I've got Rogue Slayer beat. I've got the most drowning deaths than anyone else. And most of them have been due to glitches, like not this patch, but the one before when it came out. I thought I'd take the boat over to Vashir, that little intro quest, and you take the boat, and then the things come pull you underwater, and you end up underneath the boat. Well, instead, it just dropped me on the surface and let me drown. It's like, hey, so,
oh, man,
so,
wow,
yeah, so good. But the other part about deaths is I'm also the guild coroner, and so my job is to go retrieve the bodies after the fallen have been stricken and stuff like that. So I get to see every kind of death, everything from mobs to elites. Oh, and the funniest thing is always when a newer player will say in the chat channel, hey, that elite wasp over in Loch Modan, can I take that out as an iron? And before you can say no, on the chat, you will go, you'll hear an explicit word, a cussing of, I'm dead. It's like, oh, man. It's like, I got to get the guild corner out to go retrieve a wasp-stung iron. It's like, so. But I see a lot of falling and a lot of mobs. Mobs are probably the biggest death these days, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, there was an earlier one. It was yesterday. Someone level 9 decided to take on, the guy over in Goldshire. What's the elite? The
Hogger.
Hogger.
Yeah, Hogger. Thanks.
Oh man.
Hogger won. That's
Who haven't died to Hogger?
Yeah.
That is true. Okay. Well, then you've seen quite a few different deaths. That's through yourself and obviously through, you know, guildies attempting things that may be just a tad above their weight as such. So
for sure.
I think that's one of the big things that we need to remember as challenge tunes is sometimes if you're getting cocky on your tune, stop. Yeah, stop right playing. There. It's not good. It normally ends up badly. So yes.
Amen.
All righty. So now my next question for you guys, and this is again for everyone. So are you prepared for Legion? I can't do the voice. Sorry, Marco, and I tried, but
that's all right.
What I want to know is, are you guys prepared, like, not only for doing your challenge tunes, but for your normal tunes? Like, are you ready? We're 3 days out. Literally, Legion, you know, even though we're in the pre-patch, and there's so much going on. This is the crazy thing. There is so much going on. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's just so crazy. You guys prepared? Are you ready? Do you know what you want to do once Legion hits? So, Stone, let's start with you. Are you prepared?
Does that answer your question?
Pretty much.
I would think so. I mean, I've done everything I need to do now, I guess, and now I'm starting to get into transmog. So, and I swore I never would. And I blame Lita for getting me into it. But I'm not making myself look all nice and stuff. It's just more getting all the pieces now, because you can't. So if you can collect it, why not? That's how you do it.
You've got to catch them all.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to Tuesday because I'm going to see my main character. I'm going to level and read all the quests and all that stuff and take about a week or so. And maybe about a week and a half. It just depends on how quickly it goes, how much I play. But honestly, I'm really looking forward to being able to go to Mist stuff and farm the heck out of all the mounts. So now that I've got the mounts done, now I'm going to be focused on Mists. And hopefully now I can solo Shaw of Anger on my own. That would be nice without having to get MC'd and have the boss reset. Oh, yeah. So yeah. That's my main thing. I mean everything else I can do it just takes a little bit. I'm really looking forward to 110 and being able to just blitz the crud out of everything and maybe even try Siege of Orgrimmar on Mythic on my own, but I still don't think you can get past the one boss, the fifth boss, the one where you have to shoot down the boss. You need two people to shoot down the boss.
Galakras, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a thing, you know, if you can't get past that. Well, I just need to get past it. No, I gotta get past it every time because lockouts, you can't save the lockout before the last boss, right? Because it's like you have to do it over and over. It's just like heroic Dragon Soul, you can't save that law. Go. So you know, okay. And I'm actually working on an iron too. So but I'm focused on one iron. I'm not doing the whole class, the whole range.
Who are you? I don't know you anymore. Crazy. You're crazy. No, good luck. That's awesome. Good luck.
I'll
what did you
make
roll?
Sure a mage. Yeah. Okay. And it's been interesting. I felt strong, and then all of a sudden I felt really weak. So I'm not sure what's going on there, so I'm going to be jumping around to zones. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I am prepared for it. I've been prepared for a while. I've done all my auction house stuff. I am bank, clearing, selling, everything. I am done. I'm ready to move
You're
on.
You're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. Cool. That's awesome. Alrighty.
And I'll throw it to you, Lita.
I am not prepared, as usual. Nope.
Surprise.
No.
Surprise.
Well, you know, there's so much that I want to get done. And I've had to take time off because, you know, I had an operation. So that's kind of put me about, you know, 5 days out where I've not been able to play. Oh my God, talk about withdrawals. Yeah, it was a bit crazy. I was starting to get the twitch. So I did manage to log on last night and I did some invasions, which was good. But I'm just like, my head's going, I need more XP. XP, XP, XP. And yeah, so it's a bit crazy. I've got all the challenge tunes at a spot that when I'm ready to get back into it, after all the invasions goes away. I did log on to one in Ogrimmar. I can't remember. I think it was my undead priest. And there was this massive demon in front of me and I logged up so fast. I was like, ah, rah, 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 yeah. So that was a bit scary. But other than that, I've have not tempted fate with them. So they're all ready for when I get back into it and when things settle. And yeah, so I've got about, I don't know how many you've got running at the moment, Rogue Slayer. I think I got about 14 all over the place. So they're at all different, you know, all different stages that I can just jump in and take back up. So yeah, I've got a couple. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, totally am not really ready, but it's like every expansion. It will be what it be. Mm-hmm. And it hits in a couple of days and I will just roll with whatever happens from there. So yes. How about you, Mark Conan? Are you ready? Are you prepared?
Oh, I am prepared.
Oh, there we go.
Ready to face the Burning Legion. Yes.
Nice. I am ready, especially since they took out all those gold missions in Garrison Craft, you know, because before that, you know, a lot of people give the expansion, you know, negative points for that. But I made a truck ton of gold this last nice. Expansion. And I bought all the auction house mounts. I'm a big mount collector, so that's my thing. I bought Mythic Blackhand Kill and a Mythic Archimon Kill a couple weeks ago. Challenge mode's done. Oh, got all the mounts all the super rare mounts that I wanted. The Void Talon of the Dark Star is mine. The one-off Rookmar.
What?
All of those.
Nice.
All of the rare drops.
Dude.
Got them all.
Wow.
Pokemon.
Nice.
So I am done with mount collecting so far for the expansion.
If you collect something, you're gonna collect it, right?
Exactly. And that's what I've been known for a long time, is collecting them. So, yeah, I bought every mount that I could with the Garrison gold, and now that's gone, you know, that's my main source of income. So we're gonna have to switch it up, and I may actually have to go out and pick some herbs for once in, you know, like what, 2.5 years.
Oh man.
Oh my lord. So
I'm like, oh man, I'm not gonna have flying. I've actually got to compete for herbs now. And or what am I doing? So yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm excited. I'm so ready for the new expansion. Mm-hmm. Ready to, because I actually, my collector's edition, I pre-ordered it, and it actually came in yesterday.
Oh.
So I got it early. So I made my Demon Hunter last night, and I got her to 100, and I've been playing with her a little bit today, and it's a lot of fun. It's got me so stoked for everything that's coming on Tuesday. I even asked off work for a couple of days after that. I was like, you guys aren't going to see me after Tuesday for like a week. So I'm just going to ask those days off. So yeah, I've got, like I said earlier, I got 19 characters at 100. I've actually got a Blood Elf Demon Hunter I just made that I need to get into AIE here in a little bit once I get him to 100 to make for 20. But I am right out of the gate going to go with my mage first. And then, because I've fallen in love with them, I'm going to get my Alliance Outlaw Rogue to 110.
Oh.
After that, because I did on the beta, I did the artifact quest for Outlaw Rogue just to try out the spec, and I fell in love with it so much. I was like, okay, brand new rogue character, and I got her up to 100 this like 2 weeks ago, and then I got another rogue on Horde side to 100 because I wanted to try her out. I've been doing a lot of Legion invasions. I got a priest up to 100 from 45, and then my two rogues, one of them from level 1 to 100 in a couple of days.
Wow.
Just to fill that up and get it ready. So I've got one of each class ready to go. I'm so ready to see all the new stuff, all the new rare mounts. So you'll probably find me in the Dalaran sewers getting all those coins for the rat stallion. Because nice. A gnome on a giant rat. That would
be cool. Awesome.
Yeah. How exciting. Well, yeah, congratulations and good luck. You. That's awesome.
You. I can't wait.
And I love hearing about when you get them out. It's always like, you know, it's like, oh, that is so good. If I know Mark Conan's got it, it's like, yeah, that's what he's been striving for. So
Mr. Pandaria bosses, the world bosses, they still haven't given me any of those mounts yet. So still running that every week. But we'll see.
There is so many. See, this is what I mean. There's so many things. Why? How do people get bored in this game? It just amazes me. There's so many things that can keep you busy. Alrighty. So, Tom, how about you? What's happening? Are you prepared? Are you ready?
I thought I was prepared until I heard Mark Conan talk about everything he's been doing. His 19 level 100s.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess I'm not prepared. I'm going to have to go right now and just catch up. I feel like I'm so behind. But like I said earlier, I hadn't been playing for the last year. And when I left the game about a year ago, I only had one level 100. Now I have four level 100s. And
congrats.
I'm not really an altaholic. I used to be, but I've mainly just been focusing on a paladin since the Burning Crusade. So now I have a demon hunter and a hunter and a druid, and I'm kind of a bit overwhelmed just by having so many high-level characters. But one of the things I always like to make sure I've done in an expansion, Warlords, I just haven't put the time in compared to the other expansions. I was kind of looking at my reputation tab the other day, and usually they're all sitting at Exalted, one of the many benefits of being a human, by the way. And there's just loads of things at Friendly and Honored, and I was just sitting there going, I you know what, I don't care this expansion. I don't care about getting these all to Exalted. I've done all the zone quests, and that's one of the big things I always try and do, is get all the quests done, because I think that's an important part of an expansion. Although, in my opinion, you could have just done Shadow Moon Valley and Nagrand, and you would have been sorted in this expansion. You could have just probably skipped over the rest, but yeah, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready for some new content, especially after being away from the game for so long, feeling a bit disjointed with Warlords of Draenor, and just looking forward to getting back and getting the feel good factor back, which I think on paper it looks like Legion is going to be delivering that.
Okay, and which tune are you going to be leveling first, do you think?
A paladin. I can't shake it. It's what I've been leveling since the Burning Crusade, and it just doesn't feel right to switch to something else. It just feels wrong. Okay. So
nice. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing what adventures may come. That's for certain. So, Martin, what about you? Are you prepared? Are you ready?
Off work. Check. Fridge restocked. Check. Yeah, I think I'm ready. I was actually ready around when the first invasions hit. I felt like, because I was going for the full package, one of each class at level 100, and I just managed to finish off my warlock right before the invasion happened, because I thought, well, now I'm going to be level 100, I can go do the invasions. And then I actually found out that, hey, it would have been so much easier to just level through invasions. So, but yeah. But one thing that I'm doing right now, because you mentioned the transmog system now, is that my main is a holy priest, and I have tailoring. So what I've been doing is that I've been going through all my recipes and like crafting all the items that I didn't have in my in the transmog tab. Yeah. And instead of just going to the auction house and buy everything, I actually went to old instances, to old zones, and farmed all the materials myself. And it was actually kind of nice to go through a memory lane kind of thing and see everything again, because yeah. The invasions actually brought a lot of people back into the world. So all of a sudden it felt like, hey, there's actually the zones are alive here and stuff is happening. So that's actually yeah. been quite good fun doing it that way instead of just going the easy route.
Nice. Oh, that's very cool. So you were saying you've got all classes up to 100 this expansion?
Yes.
Wow. Nice. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So which one are you going to take first through Legion, do you think?
Holy Priest.
Holy Priest? Okay.
Yeah. That's the one. That's what I've been playing since I started back in vanilla. Mm-hmm. And every time I mix things up and try something new, I always end up going back to Holy Priest. So in Warlords, I started out as a paladin, retro paladin. Then I went to retro druid, but I ended up on my Holy Priest in the end. So I might as well just start there this time.
Yeah. That's sometimes that's the easiest thing to do, the best thing to do. Well, congratulations and good luck with the coming expansion. Again, happy to hear all the forthcoming, you know, goodness that's going to happen with Legion. It is certainly an exciting time for us all. That's for certain. Rogue Slayer. Are you prepared?
I think I am. I'm taking it a little bit easier this year. You know, the last few expansions, I've taken the day off and the day after it off, and I've gotten up at 2 a.m. so I could be ready and with my tea and everything at 3 a.m. and just played, I think, for 18 hours in the last time. And I kept recording, you know, little podcast things in between. This is here. I'm going to get up and probably, you know, well, I'll log on and wait for the servers to let me in before I go to work, and then I'll probably work and play. But I mean, my tunes, I had all classes and races up to 100 before the patch came out. So what I've been doing with the patch, with the invasions, is I've got about half of those, maybe three quarters of them, where I've gone in and adjusted their talents and cleaned out their bags and sold the Draenor stones and seeds and bait and fish and left the garrisons and this. Although I do like that I still use my garrison Hearthstone to go back, because that I can take the portal over to Stormshield or the other one and use all the portals to get places. But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing really has been adjusting my talents and getting everything ready. I do also like the outlaw rogues. I get to pull my pistol out, you know. From
love
the
that animation.
That has been awesome. So
okay.
But yeah, so I'm just gonna kind of wing it and see what goes. And I am looking forward to getting my my trapped challenge tunes out of their inns.
Nice.
Pull my pistol. Well, could be an episode name. Just throwing it out there.
Good. That's a good point. But congratulations also, Rogue Slayer, on all your max level tunes. And we wish you all the very best of luck with your challenge tunes in Legion, as the same with everyone. All of us going forward, it's going to be an adventure, that's for certain. So, Stir, how you doing?
Good. Now, this time around... Yes. So Stone's going to remember this. When Warlords of Draenor came out, I had two living rogues, and I promptly killed both of them. And so this time, with this expansion, I've got a scout. And so I am going to let the scout take it in the face this time around and test everything out before I venture out with a living rogue. So, yes, I'm ready.
Nice. Well, good luck. Do you find playing with the scout is definitely the best way to go for your toon?
It is for me, because I hardly played any of the Warlords of Draenor content, and so without a scout, you're just guessing, and you're relying on chat channel to help you, you know, think about what you ought to be doing or tactics to use, and so a scout really, really helps.
Okay. All right.
Can I ask what a scout is? Is that like just another character you have to kind of test things out, or are you paying somebody to like go ahead in the dangerous world?
Oh, you don't. You know, in the guild, you don't have to pay people to try things out. They will do it anyway. No, a scout is okay. So you lose a tune, and rather than deleting it, go ahead and keep leveling it up, and then use it for the. You know, like you see an elite off in the distance, and you think, I probably could take that elite. Well, go try it with the scout first, and then go from there. So it takes a little longer because you're leveling up the dead tune as well, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Zombie okay. WoW.
Yeah. No, that's, I must admit, I've not yet tried a scout, but I certainly seem that a lot of people do like to utilize the scouts in their leveling, which is not a bad idea. So good luck with that, sir. That's will be interesting to see how you go with Legion. Which tune are you going to take through first?
So,
have you decided?
Yeah, Iron Stir will go first.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Are you going to wait till things settle?
Oh, yeah.
Like give it. Yeah, so give it, what, a couple of weeks, a month or so? Or
if history repeats itself, Blizzard will have a lot of glitches the first couple of weeks. So have your scouts out there instead of your living one.
Okay. No, that's a really good piece of advice. Excellent. Well, thank you for that, and good luck. We can't wait to hear how your adventures go. So thanks, guys, for all of that. Stone.
Yes. Okay. Lita, you're awesome. Like, you're... Yeah. Okay, so I've got a video. Martin, do you want to talk a little bit about this before I start it?
Yeah, sure. As everybody probably know by now, something horribly happened at the Broken Shore. And we lost a very good friend to some, maybe. Varian... demise, the Broken Shore didn't go unnoticed. I know back in the Blue Recluse where we are holding out normally, someone was cutting onions in the kitchen and we're sitting there and, you know, yeah. So Tom introduced me to this song. I don't know if you've listened to it. If you go to the memorial in Stormwind, there's actually this really beautiful song in game right now. And we started... He introduced it to me, and I just started listening to it, and we listened to it over and over and over. And then Tom actually inspired me. He started talking about it could be cool to make a little, like, tribute video to Varian and use that song because it's really beautiful. So we did, and I've been spending, I don't know, like 5-6 hours today editing the video we're about to see.
All right, and... just so that you know, for folks that are listening, you can watch this on the YouTube stream. And it's about 2 minutes long. And enjoy.
The son of Stormwind lies here.
I am Varian.
Broken in two by his weakness, he lived by the sword.
But I am also Logosh.
Forged together again, the greatest king the kingdoms of Lodoron has ever seen.
For Azeroth! His punishment is not for you alone to decide.
He led the might of the Alliance with pride.
Guardsmen!
Father, what are you doing?
What a king must do.
He lives forever in our hearts.
Take this to my son.
Thank you. rest in peace, O son of Stormwind.
Fare you well.
Dude, I thought that was fantastic. And I was like, at first, I'm like, where did you get the music? And like, I was just like, what the heck? And everything's all wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
It's fantastic.
It is, really good. It is a cut down version of the real song. I think the real song is a little over 4 minutes long or something like that. But I just had trouble with finding footage to fill out 4 minutes only with variants. So I had to cut it down a little bit.
Yeah, wow. Real good.
Very nice.
Fantastic. Onions I need to watch everywhere. That again.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely. And you'll have that on your website, on the Blue Recluse?
Yes, we will. It's not. This is actually the world premiere of the video, so it's not up anywhere. But we will, after the show, we will put it on our website and on YouTube and tweet out about it and all that jazz that you normally do. So awesome. Here you go. Special for this show, the 1 year anniversary.
Woo. Thanks, man.
Thank you. That's so fantastic. Congratulations. What an amazing thing to do. I don't know. You guys that make videos and all this creative content just blow my mind. Congratulations. That is really fantastic, Martin. Thank you.
Thank you. We just wish that we had more time to do it because it can be time consuming and, you know, life happens and it would be nice to just do this 24 hours a day, I guess.
Yes. Yes, totally understand that. All righty. Well, thank you again. I hope everyone enjoyed that. And don't forget to check out Martin and Tom on the Blue Recluse. Sorry, my mouth words are hard. And check out their website for the video as well. So thank you for that. All righty. Well, it's that time. Stone, we got a bumper?
I was thinking, since she's here, you know, and it's like so short.
Well, you might have to ask her very, very nicely.
Rogue Slayer, could you please do us the honor of bringing in the news?
Sure. Do. This just in, news from the world of Warcraft and Nazaroth with Stone and Lita!
That's better than the other one.
That's awesome.
That is good.
Oh, that is so good. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Fantastic. Alrighty. So, Legion, 3 days.
I thought it started tomorrow, but, you know, I'm just... Anyways, so... Are you prepared?
Away.
Okay.
2 days.
Okay. And I know we've heard it so many times. Are you prepared? Are you prepared? You know, I swear this is the last time. Okay. We are prepared, okay? So, kind of. I just wanted to go over a few things that are going to be new starting Tuesday. I believe at 3 a.m. I'm not 100% sure on that. But there's people doing planning events and being up all night and all that stuff. So, Tuesday morning for North American and U.S. servers, which is Oceanic as well, that is 3 a.m., Eastern, which is 5 p.m. Tuesday for Oceanic, or at least Lita's time. So, artifact weapons. In order to progress into Legion zones, you have to do the quests. And part of the quests, you are force-equipped a weapon. You have to immediately unequip it. And part of the whole deal is also that you are forced to upgrade the weapon once. And after that, please do not do that. You can't use the weapon, okay? That's just how it is for now. I think what we were going to be doing is seeing how things look to see if people can actually get to 110 in the Legion zones without having this awesome weapon being used. From what we understand, it should be possible, but we're not 100% mm-hmm. sure. So we will see. It's possible we might allow it. It doesn't feel very iron-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so the better thing to do right now is to not allow it. and move on. And, you know, in, let's say, 1, 2, 3 months, if we don't have anybody at 110, and if we're seeing lots of people are dying because they cannot compete against mobs that they need to, you know, then we might have an issue. And we can discuss. But it's not just going to be, okay, we can start to use them now. It's, no, it's going to be a process. So, the other thing is that we had discussed previously was that we were going to allow Irons to skip the intro scenario because it's kind of group questish, grouping, and kind of going on the backs of others. However, you have to do the intro in order to get access to Legion zones, and we don't want to prevent Irons from going in there, so it's the one time that we're going to make the exception kind of thing, right? From what I understand, nobody has the option to get past it, even if you've already completed it once. I know that I have not seen the option. From what I understand now, that this is beta only. So we'll see what happens on Tuesday. Maybe they'll put the switch back in on Tuesday. However, basically, if you don't have the option to not do it, then you're going to have to do it, and in that case, it will be okay, because really, it is more important for you to get access to to Legion zones and be able to do the quests than it is to prevent you from doing that, I guess, right? You know, so, I mean, you can jump off of this and swim over and kill mobs, but then now the Iron Man has now become the Bloodthirsty, and we don't want that. So we want them to be different ones, and in this case, you know, it's the lesser of the evils. The other thing is class halls. Here we go, garrisons again. So it's not quite the same, but it kind of is, in that class halls now, okay, you're not going to be able to get like 25 different followers. Now I think max champions that you can get is like 8 or 10 or so. It's nothing big, okay? And the issue is that champions can be used as bodyguards, and as we know, bodyguards were not allowed in Draenor, and so they're not going to be allowed here. You are not allowed to use them. The other thing is that your class order hall does allow you to pick buffs on what you want to use, and it's a pretty cool little thing that you can pick the buffs, and you can pick. I can't, man. I'm trying to remember what I saw there. It was, you can pick one buff, no buff, or the other buff, and it's like one or the other. It's like three options, I think. So don't click anything. Okay, so it's just, it's basically safer. Just like when you see talents, don't click it, because it's possible that with the class ward or hall buff, once you click it, you may not be able to unclick it, and you don't want to be flagged for stuff like that. So, the last thing I just added is that the site might be down, and I said I can't remember why. I do now, and it was because I wanted to take a snapshot of everything, of where we are pre Legion. I mean, I know we are in the new patch, but I've got a snapshot already as of July 18th or early morning July 19th, and I wanted to take another snapshot as far as where we were before we get into the new stuff. So the site might be down. Well, it will be down very briefly, but I don't expect it to be down for very long. If it is down for more than an hour, I will tweet, but it shouldn't be. And if you find that it's down for more than an hour, please let me know, because it shouldn't be. So I would say just keep an eye on what I tweet, I guess, because that's my primary means of communication, I guess. And I think that's it, really.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. So yeah, so we're just about ready, which is very cool. So awesome. Alrighty. Let's do this week's State of the Challenges. So, Rogueslayer, for our irons, can you read that, please? please.
I would love to do achievements and leveling for irons. So we have Brittle Rises hit 64. K hit 66. Geekster 66. Awayan DK 68. We have Peaches 70. Where's Cream? Iron Dream 70. Ash Pally RIP at level 70. Iron Azzy RIP 72. But then we have Asmongold hit 81 and Never Die DH level ding ding 100 with some notes. Was the 22nd green flag level 100, his second in Warlords. The first was the first monk in Warlords. He was the 8th hunter to make it and the 4th since pre-patch.
Wow.
Yep.
Ta-da. Oh,
fantastic.
We're in kind of talks to try to get him on, but you know, timing might be an issue, so we might do a pre-recorded thing with him. Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of, like, we've been trying to get a time down for a while, and then summer. So summer happened, and you know, and he's got kids too. So yeah, so like, yeah.
Oh, okay, alrighty. Well, congratulations on those, and commiserations, of course. So Mark Conan, can you do the Bloodthirsties for me, please?
Oh, I'd love to. For the Bloodthirsties, first up, we've got Rhynia. Is at level 17. Vitus, rest in peace, dear friend, at level 19. We've got Thurston at 24, Sanguinalia at 28, Soulbound at 41. We've got the Dirty Drifter coming in at number 6 on level 51. Bloodthirst, rest in peace, dear friend, at level 56. We've got Frenzia, level 59, Iron DK Path at 63. And rounding out the number 10 spot is Never Die BLD at 77.
Nice. So he's getting there with his Bloodthirsties. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Alrighty. Now, Tom, pacifists. Can you read those, please?
Certainly can. With pacifists, we have Upskara. I'm sorry. You're no longer with us. Level 28. 29 was just too much. Lilfhorn, level 30. Herblaw, 31. Latifolia, 41. Ellis Pacifist, 43. Peacenicker, 45. I might be butchering these names, I apologize.
That's great.
Lissy Lynn, no longer with us, I'm afraid. Rest in peace, level 53. Inapturon, level 60. Serenella, 63. Rain, 67. And Atanaria, level 80.
Wow. That's good. I think we need these guys every week to do this because they did way better than me. So that's awesome, guys. Thank you very much. Congratulations to all our challenge tunes. Commiserations to everyone that we have lost this week. Obviously, yes, it's not good when we lose them, but not too many deaths. I'm actually surprised. There wasn't as many deaths as I was thinking there was going to be. And congratulations to Never Dead. Yeah, that's where mine are. Yeah. Mine are getting slow rested XP. But big congratulations to Never Died H on another level 100 iron. That is absolutely fantastic. Alrighty, so let's go on to chit chat. This is where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips, your tricks, tell us about potential disastrous areas, quests, all of those good things. So, Martin, can I get you to do the first one, please?
Sure thing. It's a Facebook message from Sylvain. I'm guessing it is
Sylvain.
Sylvain,
I believe it's French. En français.
Hello, it's me again. Just to tell that Blizzard equipped me again with a new pair of blue axes. My stats still says that I have only equipped 2 blue stuff. The 2 of the last week, I guess.
Okay, so I've helped him once already, and it seems like the bug is still there. So for folks that... don't know, you know, this is a bug. Blizzard is equipping monks.
So this is the monk?
monks primarily because when you level up as DPS, you tend to want to go with a two-hander. However, they want you to level up with two single-handers. So what they do is they say, hey, let's give you weapons. And I think it's supposed to only come in the mail. And it's actually equipping, and you get flagged. So, again, let me know, and I will unset things, and you'll be fine. Primarily, it is on Monk. It does happen on Hunter if you happen to log out, maybe as a survival, and you still have a bow on or something. You're going to get dinged there.
Happened to me.
Didn't find mine equipped. It just came in the mail for the Hunters. So.
And that's how it's supposed to be, right? But,
yeah,
you know.
I believe the monks are definitely equipped.
Fury will, if you don't have two-handers equipped, you will get them. You should get them in the mail, but if the bug happens, you'll get them equipped. So Blizzard is aware. They are definitely aware, and they're trying to fix it.
So. Okay. All right. No, that's awesome. All right. Well, thank you for letting us know about that, Sylvan. We really appreciate it. All righty, Stir, we've got the next one. Can I get you to read that one, please?
Well, sure. And this is from Facebook, from Crystal Ball. And they want to try out all three challenges, and they're going to start with the Iron Man first. And they've got a couple of questions. And the first one is, since Legion does put you in a default spec, how does that work? And this has been a big question, and Stone corrected it on the webpage. It's okay to have a spec. In fact, you can even change your spec. But what you cannot do is pick your talents. So your unspent talents cannot be picked. Leave those alone. And yes, every time you go in and out or a zone, the little thing will wink at you down below that says, hey, you've got unspent talents, but just ignore it. So your spec is okay. In fact, it's kind of fun to try out the different specs to see which one's the best for your particular class and stuff like that. Yeah. And then the next question was, and I'm leveling it Dun Moreau, and then one of the buffs for the invasion hits me. Does that red flag me? No, it happens, and the invasions are almost over with anyway, so don't worry about it. Recommend you stay out of the invasion areas if you're low level and you haven't messed around with it, because people have died and they will die. In fact, it seems like this week's invasions are a little bit more aggressive on reaching out and killing people. So
yeah, and especially if you come across the I think we were talking about this earlier, the Fel Reaver. Now the Fel Reaver in the invasions is nasty. It is pure and utter nasty. Real. So yeah, no matter what level you're at, stay away from that. It gives good XP though, so you know, but
you gotta run away. Run.
Yeah, and there's another
and then
one.
Run.
Yeah. Then run. Yes, exactly. Yeah. There's another one that gives really good XP too. I think it's Valkathar or something. It's something Valgarathoth or something like that. Like one of the really big demons that's just, it really hurts. So,
So Ash,
nice,
Ash lost his level 70 last night. He went into Westfall. He tagged the boss and was running out. And the boss said, oh, no, you don't. And boom, one shot him.
Back here.
Yep. Oh, so, ouch.
So apparently this is the part where I forgot to unmute myself, and while the guests could hear me on Skype, you could not hear me on the stream or hear me on the actual recording. So here I'm talking about where I took my mage in. I gained about five levels through
invasions. It depends. I took my druid last night over to some of the invasions because I thought, well, I mean, she's sitting at 90, so why not do the last 10, you know, through from 10 to 100? I might as well get a druid to 100 before Legion hits. And talk about, I put her in Moonkin thinking, well, that'd be better than putting her in cat form. Oh my gosh, talk about 50 million spells on a druid and die. Die, 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 die. So there was times I was like running back and I was like, no, I missed the XP. No. So yeah, it wasn't pretty, but anyway, I will obviously figure out how to play a druid in the next day or so. So yes. Anyway, okay, so chat room. We've had some really good chat room discussion. So Mag in the chat room has said that he died on his pally going down to deep home. DC'd, logged back on, and no mount.
Oh, no.
The fall felt like forever. God. Wow.
Oh. That's been known to happen. Oh, man. Yeah, and some people don't go down there just in case that might happen.
Yep. Oh, okay.
It's one of those things, man. Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of Deathwing's special tricks.
Hey, but yeah. Now he's got a scout.
Every cloud.
That's true.
Yes.
That's good, Stir. That's awesome. Do you want to read the next one, Stir, considering it's yours?
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I'm tipping my hat to Lyson, who's been on the show before, too, and he's always been number one, it seems like, at getting to the next level cap. And so I'm hoping he's going to forge a path going forward because he's, you know, to his credit, he's a true iron, plays by the rules 100%. And if there's a way to level up with Legion in keeping it in an iron spirit, he will figure it out. So I'm going to hope that he will post his adventures on the forums and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, you know, when Warlords of Draenor came out, I was still doing Kata. You know, I didn't jump into you couldn't go to Warlords anyway until you hit 95, 96 safely. And so I'm hoping I can do, Warlords of Draenor content to help level up, you know, to 101 or 102.
Yeah. So, instead of going straight to Legion.
Correct.
Go back to, yeah. Which is always, which will be an interesting thing. So, yeah, it'll be good to hear your journey through that, most definitely. So, good luck. Absolutely. Azzy, can we change specs, really? Azzy, you didn't know that? I'm surprised. What?
We've only
been
talking
about it for, like, what, a month? 6 weeks? I don't know where you've been, Azzy, but
he's
yeah.
just poking, man. Just
so can you, so can you change specs? I'm not, still not sure.
Yes, you can. For you, no. That's it. You pick a spec. That's it. You're staying with that. No.
Okay.
Yes. So you can definitely change specs, which you know is something that we've never had before, and that's the whole thing, I suppose. As a challenge tune, we've never had specs, and because we've been forced to have specs this time around. There's, you know, things had to accommodate for that. So, so again, you know, thanks to all, to Stone and all the veterans to help with these decisions because, it's good that we've got these options. So very cool.
And Margathon is saying, I haven't seen it on the front page of WoW Chal and just anywhere. Yeah. Because I, you know, well, he's poking too, but, you know, I've got it up on the top. As of 7.0, specs are okay.
Okay.
Because I was getting a lot of questions. And, you know, but it's because everybody grew up without them, right? So now there's this big change.
That's right. It's been a really big change. Yeah.
I would say this is the biggest change that it's been through, I guess.
Mm.
Besides the stat squish, I don't think that was as big as this one. So
no,
that's definitely the show name now. You can change spec. There you go.
We've actually used that one already.
Oh really?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Change spec.
You can still change spec.
There you go.
But you can't pink your talents.
Oh.
Longest show name ever, but
nice one, sir. Nice one. That's a good one. Awesome. All righty. Wrap up time. Storin.
I still got some stuff to say. So, but we'll get to it after. Our next show.
Yes, I'm rolling my eyes.
Right out the door, right? Just ba-doop, and off they go. Anyways, that's what I say. I roll my eyes right out the door. Our next show, Lita, is on Saturday, September the 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or Sunday, September the 4th at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, or 1 a.m. Central European Time. And we will be joined by two-time Iron Champion Margathon. And he... I was going to put it in there, too. And he also won the leveling contest we had in June? Dang it.
Oh, yeah.
Just before the summer. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to throw it in there, and I missed it. So that will be next week, and we will be live. And if not, then we've got problems.
We've got problems. Anyway.
Well, it'll be technical, like, because Skype. Oh, okay. Right. Skype. Well, Skype was messing around with the cam, right? So,
yeah,
it was Skype a bit was messing weird. Around with my cam. Yep. Fun times.
All right. Excellent. Okay. So, I would like to say on behalf of Stone and myself, thank you, everyone who's come on the show today. We really appreciate you guys taking some time out of your busy schedules to just sit down and have a little bit of a chat for our anniversary show. So thank you so much.
Thank you all for coming.
We do really appreciate it. So if I can get everyone to give their details of where they can be found. So I'll start off with Mark Conan. Can you start, please?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on this episode, and happy 1 year anniversary to you guys too. So, you can find me. Easiest way to get in touch with me is on Twitter. You can find me at MarconinWow. That's MarconinWow. Tauren Think Tank is the podcast that my co-host Jules and I do. You can find us at TaurenThinkTank.com or on iTunes and all that. And, you know, if you would like some cool audio work done, like the intro to this show, you can shoot me an email at MarconinWow@gmail.com as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark Conan. Alrighty, Rogue Slayer.
So you can find me on Twitter at RogueSlayer1 with the number 1, and my Tumblr is RogueSlayer1.tumblr.com, and that is the Impenitent Geek Tumblr. And you can also hear my weekly guild update segments on Control-Alt-Wow.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. And Martin and Tom, I'm assuming what...
Yeah, I'm looking at Martin's thing. At Martin's.
All right. I'll up to you guys. Where can we find you guys?
Well, as I wrote in the show notes, in the best Blue Recluse style, I'll let Tom handle it, because he has the best Deckard Cain voice for that anyway.
Putting me on the spot there. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you as well for inviting us on the show. I've never actually done a live show before, so it's a thing of first for me, and I actually really enjoyed it. It was something different, and so where can you find myself and Marty? You can find all our goings on over at theblurecluse.eu, and you can find us on Twitter at TBR Podcast. We usually pump out a show every week, except next week, because something's happening. Some expansion's coming out. We won't be recording a show, but we recorded two shows this week to make up for it.
Wow.
There you go.
You are prepared. That's very good.
Yep, Illidan's our best friend.
Yeah, nice. All righty. And Stir, where can we find you?
Well, the easiest is just to log into Wormrest Accord, and you'll almost always find me online there. Just look for Stir, or you can contact me at stirmail@protonmail.com.
Nice. Nice. Thank you. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Now, where people can find us is we have a website called wowchallenges.com. So check that out for all your challenge information. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We have a Facebook page where we do get lots of questions and information for our chit chat. So thank you everyone for that. Facebook.com/wowchallenges, and check out the show on YouTube where we will have the videos. YouTube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one stone, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It bugs him. Don't forget to come catch us live every week at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, as well as two podcasts, Adventures in Azeroth, that Lee and I do basically once a week, that we just talk about our fun and WoW. And I'm also on another podcast, the Richter Scale, that we do once a week. Richter, can you speak to that, buddy? So it's an inside joke. It's okay. So, you know, this is where I go to you, Lila, but, you know, I want to say thank you. And, you know, some things happened this week, and, you know, I want to just say thanks to John Paul Homer, who's Turwinkle, Lila, and quote unquote Gollum. If you listen to the episode, you'll find out why. For having me on their show, the Does the Heart Good podcast. Basically, I talked about the fundraising that we all did for ALS.ca. You can find the podcast there at doestheheartgood.org. I don't know when it's coming out, but they do an episode once a month, and it should be out for August-ish sometime. You can also find them on Twitter at DTHGpodcast. So I wanted to say thank you to Belle. Belle had some very nice words for me, and honestly, she said the honor was hers, but really, the honor is all mine. I've been a huge fan of their show. I've been a huge fan of her, because she does lots of great, great work on Pwncast. Now I can't talk anymore. She interviewed me for their Legendary series, and I put Legendary because, you know, that's her thing. That's not how I feel, but, you know, I think this is a group thing. So, you know, I wanted to say thank you to her. I don't know when that's coming out either, but you can find all their stuff on PwncastDailyQuest.com. And their Twitter is ThePDQ. I also want to say thank you to all of our Patreons. Any little bit helps, and it does pay for the server. So server costs, I will tell you, is it was $250 American. And with the exchange, because I'm up in Canada, it was, I don't know, like 300 something. So, you know, it's not a huge, I mean, it's like 310 or something, but, you know, so it, any little bit helps, and it goes directly to paying for that. So thank you for that. And if you can think of something that we can offer you, because right now, really, we offer shirts and a thank you, and I would like to offer more, but I don't know what to offer you. So if you have any ideas, we could do mugs. I'm really cheap with finding stuff, and I found shirts at a good price, so I got to make sure that, you know, it doesn't break the bank, because I don't want to have the person pay for shipping too, which is a concern for me anyway. So I want to say thank you to everyone. Firstly, Iron Vets. I mean, Stir, you're one of them. I mean, you and everyone else were there in that 2012, 2013 area, where, you know, things weren't really happening and we didn't know what was going to go on. And you guys have always been very, 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 very supportive of what we've been trying to do here. Cause it was very important for me to make sure that when the site went down, we got that and make sure it didn't die. Right. Because I think the site was key. And you know, I want to say thank you to you and everyone else there. I want to say thank you to all of the podcasters, everybody else in the community, and I'm gonna stutter like crazy now. I basically asked everybody for help, and everybody helped. You know, and what more can you ask for, right? So, anytime, let me know how I can help you, and I will find a way. You know, And for all of you that have joined us, Markkonen, I hear the song every week, and every week I smile because it's one of those things, and that whole thing I think is as much as huge a part of this show as anything else, and. It's just, you know, it was so big for me that you were able to do that for us. So thank you, Martin and Tom, man. You guys, like I said before, you guys were there, and this is why I wanted you on, because I thought it was very, very important that, because you guys were the first ones to get me on to really talk about the show, to say, this is what we are about. You know, we are here. We have not died. There's lots of great folks here. Come, right? So I want to say thank you for having me on twice. I mean, after the first time, I was like, oh, you want me back on? You guys are crazy. Rogue Slayer, you've been like a third co-host for us. I mean, sure, you're not on every week, but because you've played it so often, we know that you're a go-to, and you're my go-to. I just, you know, when Lita was ill the other time and you were able to come, and I mean, for me, because I was new, I don't know what's going on. Oh, XSplit, yeah, we'll try that. I mean, and even now I'm right, but you were there to kind of hold my hand along as well, and so thank you for all of your help, Lita. Honestly, I don't know what I can say to you because there's just so much. Like, I can't pick out stuff.
Do
right?
I have to say anything?
Well, you've taught me so much. And, I mean, it's obvious that we work well together because of how we do things. But you have taught me so much. You have taught me more than just podcasting stuff, okay? I don't have lots of friends. Like, I've got friends, but, you know, you're, I think, one of my first big-time online friends where you've taught me to be a better person. Don't worry about all the crud. Be happy, move on, and that kind of of stuff. And I honestly, if you were not here, I don't know where this show would be from a year. I mean, this show being here for a year is really about you being able to help me along. So I mean, without you, there is no show. So Lita, I mean, I can say thank you and thank you and thank you, but really, I can go on. So I'm going to stop because I know you're going to punch me, and you know, and that's what happens. You know, I'm going to stop now, and I want to thank everyone for watching and listening and the retweets. I thank you very much. So Lita, where can we find you?
Well, after that, and I have to say, I completely agree with you. First off, thank you to everyone who has helped, who has just been part of the show in a small or a big way. We We do really appreciate it. So, and thank you, Stone, for the friendship and for the fun. We've managed to do a year, which is pretty special considering what we started off doing this once a month.
Yep.
and we're now doing it every week because yes, it's been a lot of fun, and we do another show together, which is even more crazy. So yeah, it's good. But where you can find me, so if anyone wants to know where I am, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow. That's LEETAWOW. And I do have a couple of other shows that I like to do, which is Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia podcast. So again, thank you guys for all being here. Rogue Slayer, Martin, Tom, Stir, Mark Conan, and to Stone as well. Thank you guys. It's been an awesome, happy first anniversary to us. Thank you, chat room. Thanks, everyone, for your comments, for your likes, retweets, and just hanging out with us. We really do appreciate it. So I think we're done. You gonna play the outro?
There was actually a question. Mark actually just said he noticed the new Chao Rangers graphic with the new swords. Yeah, that was actually I was a supporter of the Pwncast DitchCon thing. You know, because there's a couple parties I like to support, and this was one. This is one of them. You know, and well played, and wow.
Con
Before the Storm. Wow. Yeah.
I had to think for a second, too.
So, you know, part of it was, you know, she decided, Ella from Pwncast decided, you know, she would make me a new logo and ask me if I'd be offended. I'm like, no, but let's see what you got. And I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool because it's like a real sword. And Bob... Yeah. Bob is on the computer. Bob is on my wife's computer keyboard.
Oh, naughty Bob.
No, that's no good. So, yeah, I think that's going to be it. And I will see you guys next week. Thank you all for coming, and see you next time.
See you next year.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
See ya. It's a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2016 WowChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.